Back at it now. If you missed it, rioting in Chicago overnight. Police involved shooting led to rioting and looting and all sorts of stores on the Magnificent Mile and other parts of downtown. People seen carrying bags of stolen goods. The Omega Watch store at Delaware Place in Michigan. They got all of it. PNC Bank at Huron and State Streets wrecked. The Walgreens hammered. Police injured, at least two hospitalized as a result. We'll keep an eye on that. Riots again in Portland after crowds marched on the police union building there. And it just seems to me that, you know, in Portland, it's been, what, 72 or 3 days, whatever it's been. 2.5 months every single day. And 200 people marched from a park to the Portland Police Association building. A riot was declared Sunday night again. The rioters were throwing objects and officers, blocked a road, set dumpster fires. It's just 200 people. You're telling me that a police department the size of Portland, Oregon, cannot control 200 people. It's bizarre. You know, and they're basically chasing them all over town. The protesters would move to a park and then back to the police building. And only 9 people were arrested. Only 9 people arrested, and all of that is you're chasing them all over town, telling them to disperse, and they're laughing at you. It just seems insane to me. Does it seem normal to you? That doesn't seem normal to me in any way. Okay. Here's the kind of story that people don't share with you very often about the coronavirus, but they should. The headline, freed from jail amid coronavirus, Virginia rape suspect kills his accuser. Ibrahim Buachi, released in April, shot and killed the woman who accused him of rape in July. Yep, a rape suspect released from jail because they were concerned he might get coronavirus. Went to kill the woman who had accused him of raping her. Ibrahim Buachi shot and killed her in July after his release on April 9th. He was indicted last year on charges that included rape, strangulation, and abduction. The woman, identified as Carla Elizabeth Dominguez Gonzalez, testified against him in Alexandria District Court in December. He was jailed without bond in Alexandria, Virginia, until the pandemic hit. And then Biachi's lawyers argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered him and other inmates. He was released on a $25,000 bond over the objections of the prosecutor, who said this is a dangerous man. Circuit Court Judge Nolan Dawkins released Biachi on the condition that he only leave his Maryland home to meet with his lawyers or pretrial service officials. But on July 29th, he left his home and murdered Gonzalez. Federal marshals and Alexandria police spotted and pursued Biachi in Prince George's County, where he crashed his vehicle and shot himself. He was in grave condition Thursday. Dawkins retired in June. A little bit late, really, for the family of Gonzalez. And for her. Nice policy. Let the criminals out on the streets. Good idea. Because they might get sick. Well, sorry to hear that, but maybe you should have taken that into consideration before you committed the crime in the first place. Speaking of crime and the spike in violence, firearm background checks have hit an all-time high. I told you that last week. An all-time high, more than 20 million guns sold so far this year. More than 20 Yeah, more like 22 million now have been sold year to date. 22 million firearms sold year to date. 40% of those are to first-time gun buyers. And more than half of those first-time gun buyers are women. You do the math. All right? And how about this? New York. The FBI processed 52,252 background checks for New Yorkers seeking to buy firearms in June. That's up 121%. More than double from a year previous. This is in New York. Welcome to the party, guys. When the original COVID scare started in the beginning of March, people thought they might get laid off. At that point, we saw a big surge, said Cliff Fledger, owner of a Long Island gun shop. We sold out of almost everything we had in the store. We had lines continuously, even though we didn't have things to sell. The people who were coming into the store, a lot of them were first-time gun buyers. Obviously, they did not apply or have a handgun license. That took time. He closed briefly, did Fledger, to accommodate the coronavirus, but was able to secure an essential business status and reopened about a week later. At the same time that gun purchases soared, so did shootings in New York City. They're not related, but you can put it out there. They're not related. The fact of the matter is the decline in police coverage is what's related. Yeah. Anyhow. Let's see here. Let's see this George Floyd. And okay, we got that one covered. Just want to see what's going on there. If you're headed to Sturgis, you might have to find a way around Cheyenne River Sioux putting roadblocks on the way to Sturgis. 250,000 people expected for the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. The 80th. Governor Kristi Noem saying, you know what? I'll let the people of Sturgis decide what they want to do. Kristi Noem says she'll let those people decide what they want to do with their town. Could become the largest gathering since the pandemic began. Organizers expecting 250,000 people over 10 days. Bikers fairly defiant through all of it. They just want to have a good time, they said. Here's bite number seven, in fact, from some of the bikers in Sturgis, South Dakota. Bite number seven in Sturgis. Go.
This has the potential to be a super spreader event. You know, I'm less concerned with these folks just riding their bikes through the hills than I am about what happens at night in bars and restaurants and hotels and on the streets in close quarters. When you look at the video from Sturgis now, there are very few people wearing masks. And we know that this virus is super contagious, and it will spread from person to person, and they will take it back to their homes. We heard a visitor saying that they were just tired of this and looking to have some fun. Well, the virus doesn't really care. Yeah. And the virus doesn't care if they're tired about this. The virus will infect whoever it can get close to.
That's actually Dr. Jonathan Reiner from CNN warning people about the gathering. We'll keep an eye on it. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
Flowers. Flowers. There's a reason we feel happy to receive
and just as happy to send them.
Because studies prove that flowers reduce anxiety,
increase happiness,
and help us live in the moment.
Which is why the best time for flowers
is always now.
Best part is, you don't even need a prescription.
And nothing replaces hugs like a bouquet of smiling flowers.
Let the ones you love live in the moment with you.
With flowers.
Sponsored by the Great Lakes Floral Association, floral marketing supporters, and the MAB.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, We'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan Chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.